Beat inflation and the K-shaped housing market. Million-dollar home sales still soaring, first-time buyers sinking. By John Carney on October 21, 2021. Sales of the priciest homes were strong in September and the share of sales to first-time buyers fell, highlighting increasing inequality in the Biden-era housing market. The median existing home price for all housing types in September was $352,800, a 13.3% increase from a year ago. Data released Thursday by the National Association of Realtors showed prices were up across the country. The median price for single-family homes $359,700 in September, up 13.8% from September 2020. Total sales rebounded in September after fading the previous month. Sales were up 7% from August to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 6.29 million in September. Analysts had forecast a smaller gain to 6.03 million from August's 5.88 million. Compared with a year ago, however, sales were down 2.3%. Sales to first-time homebuyers fell to 28% from 29% in August. A year ago, first-time buyers accounted for 31% of purchases. Before the pandemic, first-time buyers typically made up 33% of buyers. First-time buyers are hit particularly hard by the historically high home prices as they largely do not have the savings required to buy a home or equity to offset such a purchase, said Lorencian, the chief economist of the NAR. As Breitbart has previously reported, the housing market is increasingly K-shaped in the Biden era, with sales of high-priced homes rising and sales of lower-priced homes sinking. Sales of home priced under $100,000 were down 21.2% compared with a year ago. Home priced between $100,000 and $250,000 declined by 22.7%. Together those two categories made up around 29% of houses sold in the month, 7/10 of a point lower than in August. Sales of houses priced between $250,000 and $500,000 rose by 3%. This price category accounts for 43.5% of the housing market, matching the August share. Houses priced between $500,000 and $750,000 saw sales climb 21.4%. Sales of houses priced from $750,000 to $1 million rose 26.6%. Sales of houses over $1 million were up 30.5%. The top three price categories made up around 27.5% of sales in September, up from 26.8% a month earlier. The market share of million-dollar homes moved up from 5.6% to 5.9%. Home prices were down slightly from a month earlier, a typical seasonal change as sellers typically price their homes high in the spring and begin lowering prices on unsold homes once school starts. In August, the median price of an existing single-family home was $363,800, so the price fell 1.13% on a monthly basis. The pace of annual gains is decelerating, in part because the housing market's current boom was well underway by this time last year and prices were soaring. Last year, September's existing home sales were 20.6% higher than the previous year, the largest annual gain since the housing bubble year 2006. The median price was up 14.8%. This year, median prices were up 23.6% annually in May, 23.4% in June, 17.8% in July and 14.9% in August.